ucap dengan mudah. Cinta kurang 1%. Sepertinya kau telah mencuri hati ini.
We'll be right back. meninggalkan tempat ini dalam 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1. This is a legendary song from Indonesian legendary Betawi musician Benyamin. But this one is the version of Agriculture, aka a little bit more modern version of it. But it's not really modern. It's been released in 2000s, and you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And if you apparently realize, I haven't been talking for so many minutes. So now I'd like to give you some Indonesian food that is included to be the 100 best dish in the world according to Taste Atlas, which we quote from Good News from Indonesia. But right now, I'd like to begin with the number one. It is rawon from East Java. But number one is not on the list of the Taste Atlas. Instead, it's on the list on the Good News from Indonesia. So, rawon came from East Java. It is a meat soup, but the special thing about it is that the sauce, or how do we call it? Is it sauce? Yeah, the sauce is quite black. It is a black soup. And you, if you ask me, how can it be black? It is coming from some spices, special spices coming from Indonesia. And this spice is very, how do we call it? This spice is very important because if you do it wrongly, it will make you drunk. So it is a very nice thing to try. From East Java, it is called rawon, but it's not only in East Java, it is also available in so many places in Indonesia. And anyway, I still have 4 more Indonesian best foods according to the Taste Atlas. But first, let's listen to the Indonesian Wonder.
Today's Indonesian Wonder informs you about porridge, a common meal for Indonesians in the morning. There are chicken porridge, Manado porridge from North Sulawesi, green bean porridge, sumsum sweet coconut rice porridge, and many others. If you're looking for a breakfast menu while in Solo and Yogyakarta, try enjoying a porridge variant called bubur or jenang lemu. This traditional porridge has a unique flavor with cultural values. Jenang lemu is a specialty of the people of Solo and Yogyakarta. The porridge is made from a mixture of rice and water. It is served with side dishes. Solo and Yogyakarta regions usually have slight differences in the side dishes. In Solo, the porridge is usually served with chicken or egg curry, sambal krecek or spicy kettle skin stew, and sambal tumpang, a popular processed sauce from Central and East Java. While in Yogyakarta, this porridge is served with eggs, tempeh, tofu, and yellow coconut milk. Listener, lemu porridge is full of cultural values. Anyone can eat the traditional food. The ingredients used to make this porridge are easy to find anywhere. In Yogyakarta, there is also a tradition that serves lemu porridge. The event is known as Jenang Lemu Tradition. This tradition is still practiced by people in Pleret, Bantul, as a form of gratitude for the birth of a child in the family. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Harimu terasa berbeda sana harus tertunda, bertahanlah.
Like according to them, there is always hope, and in Indonesia there is always good food across the country. So from East Java, let's move on into South Sumatra. Still talking about 5 Indonesian foods joining 100 best dish in the world according to Taste Atlas. So tempeh originates from Palembang, South Sumatra. It is basically a fish cake containing fish, a special fish, which they replace now with another species that is less endangered. And this fish is mixed with tapioca flour, and then it is either only being steamed or being fried. And the special thing about this dish is not only about the fish, not about how you cook it, but about the sauce. The sauce, it's called cuko, or yeah, it is called cuko. It is quite sour and sweet, plus a little bit spicy. And imagine the mixture of savory, sweetness, spiciness, and also I will not say a smell, but the aroma of fish being cooked, they mix in your mouth. So it's no wonder that tempeh is also one of the best dishes in the world. So before moving on to the next song, I'd like to just move on to the number 3. We have chicken fried rice, which ranks 33rd in the world according to Taste Atlas, defeating curry from Japan and pasta from Italy. Imagine that, listener. Well, you can say that nasi goreng or the fried rice is a common stuff that you can find not only in Indonesia but in Asia but across the globe too. But in Indonesia, you got to try the qualities from the homemade, from the ones being sold at a fancy restaurant into the street one. But I can recommend you that the street version of the nasi goreng is the best one.
Baru ku melihat indahmu Jakarta. Di tahun terakhirmu mencari ibu kota. Kedudungi lampu kota bukan rasanya. Semua karena ada kehadiranmu cinta. Oh, percayalah itu jawabannya.
Another quote of the day, still from our former president B.J. Habibie. So it goes like this: my past is mine, your past is yours, but the future, it belongs to us. And from quotes of the day, let's go with Hindia with evaluasi or evaluation.
るほどに溢れるメモリー、うわつく心にコーヒーを乱れた部屋にかすれたメロディー混ざり合ってよ、もう一度どうでもいい一緒な夜だけどときめき色めきと君もだけど、どよめき、きらめきと君も、とってもいい、異常な夜だけど、ああ、愛して、とってもいい、いたら僕だけを、ふらつきよどめきながらも、とってもいい、異常な夜だけど、ああ、二人きさも、
Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Here are three Chinatowns in Indonesia you can explore to experience the festive atmosphere. 1. Glodok. Glodok has long been recognized as one of Jakarta's oldest Chinatown. As Chinese New Year draws near, the area gets busier than usual. The vendors selling Lunar New Year ornaments line the streets, offering items to decorate homes.Angpao trees and Cheongsam. You'll also find festive foods such as the Q Karenjak or the sweet sticky rice cakes, oranges, candied fruits, and various sweets and cookies. Glodok is home to Jakarta's oldest temple, the Dharmabakti Temple. Located in a somewhat hidden but easily accessible spot along the way to the temple, you can also find shops selling prayer supplies.2. Paiser Lama Tangerang. A historic witness to the Chinese-Indonesian heritage in Tangerang. If you're looking for milkfish, a Chinese New Year delicacy, this is the place to go, offering a wide range of sizes. Paiser Lama also boasts the legendary NY, Lao 55, Q Karenjang and Dodol, renowned for generations. You'll also discover Boen Tek Bio Temple, the oldest temple in Tangerang,established in 1684. Don't forget to try the local culinary delights, such as Sate Ayam Lilit and Tangerang Laksa. 3. Laysum. Here, you'll experience a different kind of Chinatown, tranquil and steeped in history. This area is perfect for those who enjoy peace and heritage. Laysum is home to Chinese settlement buildings that are hundreds of years old. You can not only admire them, but also stay in heritage.Accommodations, such as the Ruma Mera Heritage. Laysum also features Siyu and Kyong Temple, the oldest temple in Laysum and Java Island. The temple holds a rich history of tolerance and harmony that continues to thrive among Laysum's residents. Wanna know more? Watch the videos on youtube.com/itsvoidcast.
Sarah still to do the voice of Indonesian after this? Let's listen to the story about the ritual of Anak Bajang. Stay tuned in the voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Is the nickname of the Dieng Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak. Harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok, buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai sore dua kali saya tanyain, nggak bela-bela itu, minta kentut sama ibunya, buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu nggak bisa dirubah.
Our journey to the Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and beautiful residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Silarung air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of the Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Karena harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita meminjam, dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, itu jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in folk will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pingalah Berkah, visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya kok umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumbang. Tumbang is a cone-shaped rice dish with 5 dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumbang rojong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumbang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade, white means purity, where we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya, jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlock cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Jangan
percaya, namun ternyata tak ada beda. Kau anggap mudah yang menurutku salah, hingga aku menyangka diri ini bagaikan tak berarti di matamu. Lah kau malam gelap, aku bintangmu, kurangi dirimu dengan cintaku. Agar kau bisa mencintai cinta dan menyayangi cinta, tentu kau menyayangi dirimu, kekasihku. Jangan benci bilang cinta, jangan marah bilang sayang, jangan mendustai hati bila engkau memang suka. Jangan kau merasa jauh bila kau dekat denganku. Jangan kau menganggap cinta mudah datang, mudah pergi. Dududum dadada, dududum dadada, dududum dadada.
So this song was very popular in early 2000s by Rajan Dadak Benci Bilang Cinta. You hate me but you say you love me. And more from Indonesia is still coming up next on VONIS.ID and the application RRI Digital.
Dutai hati bila engkau memang suka.
Listener, here's the headlines. Indonesia urge U.S. Security Council to take real action for Palestine. Early detection urge us the key for TB according to Health Ministry. And here is the news in detail. Indonesia, represented by Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Armand Atanasir, urged the United Nations Security Council to take real action in ending the suffering of the Palestinians. The statement was made during the UN Security Council open meeting in New York on Monday. Armand Atanasir urged two issues, namely ending the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and developing a comprehensive political solution. The Health Ministry stated detection is a key in eradicating TB in the country. That was stated by the Ministry's Infectious Disease Director, Ina Agustina. And according to Ina, detection is important considering the worrying number of TB in the world. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hatimu, ampun. Yesus.